Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how are you looking? Testing, testing. You can hear me, right?
Sir.
Ready?
Oh yeah. Wait, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then? Yeah, I think I pissed CP the artist off.
Why?
I don't know. Ever since the Lonzo with the ball.
Oh, yeah, he's super sick. Super.
He's still tight. I posted something today.
Super sick.
I posted something today about, I'm hyped about Amari. I like the Amari, the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
He just posted something completely, has nothing to do with it, just take a dig at me.
Mm. You're okay with mediocrity and point guards. I'm like, what are you talking about? What is this? OD Vex.
Oh, he mad.
Vex, bro. Alright.
Sorry, I like Lonzo. Sorry.
It was Vex.
Oh,
did you know he did the buttons, the redesign? The Joe Button podcast? He did the artwork.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. It came out too.
Yep.
He's good at what he
does. Say that again?
He's good at what he does.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Almost. I'm just switching up my work.
All right, cool. Great.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Sunday night Knicks. Salute to Knicks Nation. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Another edition of Off Season Central, CP of Knicks Fan TV. My man Jay Ellis of the Nick of Time Show. Jay Ellis, do not look now, because Brock Aller, Leon Rose, Scott Perry,
yes, sir,
they are not done wheeling and dealing. Because more moves were made today by the Orange and Blue. The biggest is the signing of one Austin Rivers, son of Doc, coming home. Knicks signed Austin Rivers to a three-year deal, $10 million, Jails. That's it.
Woo-hoo!
$10 million.
What?
Only 1 year guarantee.
Crazy.
Only
finesse.
1 year guarantee. Super finesse. Super finesse. They then turn around and trade Ed Davis, who they received a second-round pick for in a trade with the Utah Jazz, and flip him to the Minnesota Timberwolves for Amari Spellman out of Villanova,
right?
Jacob Evans out of Cincinnati, and another second-round pick.
Come on.
And by the way, they brought back Theo Pitson.
Oh, the dance instructor is back.
Dancing man is back. But anyway, man, let's just break this thing down. Well, what did you think of all these moves, and is there more to make, man? Talk to me, bro. What's going on here?
I mean, looking at the landscape, there has to be more moves to make. We have 37 point guards on the team right now. You would think one of them has to move. Like, I'm glad that we got a point guard who can shoot.
Yes.
From three, just not an outstanding shooter. You know, not a knockdown, not no Steph Curryness, but just he's past 35% from the field, from the 3-point line. Average. Possible. And he's not a world beater. He's not gonna give you some pick and roll. He's gonna get his own shot, but we needed something.
Yes.
I'm glad that we have that, but it just seems like there's more moves to come with Elfrid Payton having a no-trade clause. Frank and DSJ still here. Like, the math don't add up. Something has to give.
Something has to give. With all the moves that they made today, right? Let's talk roster construction. You have to start the season with 15 men on the roster, right? If you're 15 on the main roster, then you could have your two-way contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they have 16 under contract on the main roster, plus their two-ways, and then they also have Miles Powell, who's under the Exhibit 10 contract. So he's good, right?
Go.
The worst
Not
thing
coming.
That can happen with him is they cut him, he goes to Westchester, and they figure
right.
it out. From there. They have Pinson, and they have Harper on the two-ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have 16 on the main. Now, Berman of the Post is saying that Amari Spellman has a good chance of being invited to camp. Spellman was averaging about 7-4, nothing crazy, but still shot 40% from three and
mm-hmm.
could give you some backup power forward minutes. I do think we need some power forward depth in the event that they do trade Randall.
Absolutely. You know, Bobby Portis is gone, too. They were supposed to bring him back or
yeah.
were thinking about it, and he joined the Bucks. So we definitely need another stretch for on this team.
Yeah, absolutely. So something's got to give here. Something has to give. Is it something major? Is it Westbrook? Is it Conley? Is the Conley deal still alive? I would love for it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. To me, I'm not so sure if something big is on the way. I can say that, again, what I like is that this is, again, them playing the long game, right? I talked about this
right.
on the show last night. A lot of people called in vexed. They were tight that the Knicks missed out on Van Fleet. They missed out on Hayward. They're not going to be good. They're not putting together a good roster. And all that is understandable. You know, I can agree with that side of the argument. But on the other side, these guys are playing the long game, bro. They're preserving the cap for 21. They're accumulating assets. At the same time, they're bringing in guys on the cheap, as in Rivers, as in Burks, that can help them from a shooting standpoint. Knicks are in the bottom of the league in spot-up shooting. You have Burks, who's in the 74th percentile. You have Rivers, who's average. He's about 50th percentile in spot-ups. 47% from the corner three, which Thibodeau likes. So you have guys that you got on the cheap that can help your team, that can also be flipped at the deadline for more assets.
Right. Everything points to the flipping. Everything is a year, except for Elfrid Payton, which can't be flipped for this, which is still crazy to think about. But everything is a year long. All these assets are very movable, very tradable. And we can definitely see a situation where it's a Marcus Morris thing mid-season, flip you, get some picks, keep it moving. Or we can even see some picks mid-season, add that to the bevy of picks we already have, make a bigger move down the road for the Toronto Star. There's a lot of possibilities online. It's chess, not checkers, of this organization right now. We missed out on a lot of the big free agents.
Right.
It sucks. We had a feeling we were going to miss out on a lot of these, but as of today, we are still in the game. They're just playing a long game, just missed short.
Yeah, and that's what I see. I still don't see Westbrook. I definitely don't see John Wall. I don't think they're making these moves to just throw it all away on their big contracts. I don't think so. I think they're doing this to continue to maintain flexibility while accumulating more assets and at the same time bringing in players that can help them on the cheap that you can flip potentially later on.
And I like that. I like it too. I like it too, man. It's massive. We've seen what they did during the draft. They obviously have a plan. I just imagine just watching the Knicks big board looking like, you know, some CSI board with a bunch of wires and photos connected. I feel like that's what's happening in the back room right now. They're on plan D, E, F, G, H, I, J right now, trying to figure it out and figure us out of this hole.
That's a fact, man. That's a fact. Salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Sunday night, how are we feeling? It's a different sentiment between today and yesterday, JLs. Different sentiments between today and yesterday. I think a lot of the fans are playing along and they're understanding what's happening here. And so I think a lot of the fans are supporting these moves. And like I said, you may need some of these assets for a Godfather deal to move up to number one next year. If you want to do that, right? People are saying it's a deeper draft. You may not need to. But let's say you finish third, you finish fourth. You may want to, instead of giving up two ones, maybe it's 1-1 and three of those second rounders or two of those second rounders that's in the 2023 draft. You know, I'm just throwing stuff out there, but I'm just talking about the main point is just that having that flexibility and those options.
Exactly. I'm very curious to know if we were able to land Austin Rivers yesterday, would Elfrid Payton still be in play? I really would like to know that. I know DJ Augustine was on the list, and we lost him to the Milwaukee Bucks, which is, I mean, I get it. It's the Milwaukee Bucks. You're going to win that battle 9 times out of 10 just because, you know, it's a chance to contend for a championship.
Right.
But as of today, like, if we signed Austin Rivers yesterday, I don't know if we signed Elfrid Payton.
Yeah,
because we can't ship him. We're stuck with him for the year. He's not even a moving piece. He's just here to throw lives for people and play defense.
Right. The backcourt is crowded, JLs. Backcourt is crowded once again. Once again, what else to do? We have now Peyton. You have Austin Rivers. You have Frank. You have DSJ. You have Quickly. Where are they going to move Quickly? I'm not sure, but, you know, you have all that in flux. Well, how do you see them managing this roster? I don't know. I think maybe Randall gets traded. Maybe DSJ gets traded in a package with Randall. Or maybe Evans just gets cut. I'm not sure how they finesse this.
To me, it feels like DSJ is the odd man out. To me. Just based on skill set, what they feel like he can bring versus Frank can bring versus Austin Rivers. Like, DSJ seems like the odd man out to me. Like, to me, it just seems like we just go with shooting from the point guard. Just go with shooting from the point guard spot and share the playmaking duties with RJ. Like, that might be
our best move could be. It gives you some flexibility. I mean, with Rivers in here, yes, he spent about 72% of his time with Houston, that shooting guard spot. But he can play some point, you know. But, again, it's another ball handler out there. It's another guy that can get into the paint. It's a guy that can help you shooting. Again,
yeah,
47% from the corner three. That's 77th percentile. So he can knock it down for you. So you can have a lot of three-guard lineups like the Thunder did. You can go Peyton, Rivers, RJ. You can go RJ, Frank, Burks. Right? You could go RJ, Rivers, Burks, or Rivers at the one, you know, the three-guard lineup in that way with OB and Mitch slotted in. So it gives you some versatility there. And I'm wondering what happens with DSJ. We've been hearing all along that, you know, they're high on him. But when moves can be made, you're going to make moves. When moves can be made, you're gonna make moves in this evaluation period.
Exactly. No one seems safe right now, man. The old regime is gone, and it's time to move on. And like you said before, like, we can go different ways. The fact that we don't have a traditional point guard here, I feel like it makes it more likely that we surround RJ with more shooters who are not necessarily point guards. So I do see what you're saying with maybe combinations with RJ, Burke, and Augustine, or whatever type of guard rotation that works out to be. Because
we don't have the point guard, right? We don't have it. Obviously, we need it. But again, I think Rivers can still help. He can help on the defensive end as well.
Right.
So I think Rivers can definitely help. Let's go to the phones and hear from the people, man. Brian from New York, you're up first, bro. What's going on? Hello, hello, hello. Brian, you still there?
Oh, yeah, my fault. Oh, yeah, my fault.
here we go.
Yo, Brian, what are you doing, man? Come on, bro, wake up. Let's go. What's going on?
Bro, I'm trying to write. All right, okay, good. So I think the Austin River deal is a great pickup, especially because of the next 2 years is non-guaranteed. My thing is with Randall, because that front court, it's still packed. And I don't know how they're going to trade him. They're going to have to trade him, but I feel like they could probably package Randall with, like, a team that needs guard play, like the Clippers. They could probably package there to the Clippers with Austin Rivers and probably Alfred Payton, because they really need guard play. So they'll probably be willing to take on that Randall contract for that.
Depends. I'm not sure what the Clippers salary cap situation looks like. They just gave Mook the bag.
Yeah.
Mook cashed out, making about the same that he made there. But on the beginning, I'm not sure what their cap situation is.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I know they lost Montrezl Harrell. They signed Ibaka. But you figured all the plays they had last year and what they were moving, so I didn't have that much. They don't have that much. I don't think they have much. You got to check that.
Yeah,
but I would love to send Randall over there. I would love to. I'm off moving Randall anywhere and getting a backup copy. And just moving on.
Yeah, I agree. Currently scrolling through some news on KnicksFanTV.com. Hit that thumbs up button. Everybody in the chat, hit that thumbs up button. Boys, how are we looking in the chat right now? How are we looking in the chat? 20, you got 2,500 in here. Let's get those likes up. Let's go.
podcast has and links to everybody watching on Facebook as well. All right, let's get right to it. Let's get back to the phone. Back in Newark, Brick City in here. Heavy. Gabe, what's going on?
What's up, CP? How are you?
What's up, CP? How are you?
Good, bro. What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to ask you about your opinion on these free agents, and specifically, I'm wondering how they're going to affect R.J. Barrett, and I'm not sure how Leon Rose is really planning on using R.J. Barrett next year, because, I mean, you look at how he performed last year, and obviously he didn't have a team around him to really succeed, right? He didn't have any floor spacing, and, you know, you look at R.J.'s past, he really dominated in Montverde and Duke off of physicality. He's not the most skilled player. I mean, I think we all know that. He's not really a shot creator, but he's shown flashes. And he's not really a playmaker at this point, but he's shown flashes, right? And you would hope that he could get to that point. But I think that in order for him to get to that point, I think the Knicks, they have to simplify his game, right? They can't give him – it's not that they can't give him the freedom to go out there and do what he wants, but he shouldn't be responsible for doing as much as he was last year. And – I think that there's not really – obviously, we all know there's no point guard yet. And he's going to – I think he's going to be asked to be the main playmaker again. And I just don't know if he's ready for that role. Now, I'm not saying that the Knicks should have gone out there and paid Fred VanVleet, you know, 4 years, $80 million. And, you know, there's only a certain amount of a trade capital that you're willing to give up for Chris Paul. But at the same time, I'm not really expecting R.J. Barrett to go out there this year and average 17, 18 points when, you know, I don't think he's at that point in his career yet.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't think they're going to give him the range. You know, they're not going to have the possibility, but that's why, again, you have the ability. You know, for better or for worse, like it or not, Ayton is still here. So, you know, even though they don't mesh too well, Ayton, I think, will still be a primary facilitator. Run the line of RJ and Frank as two options for ball handling. Run Rivers out there, and run the line of Frank Rivers and RJ. Frank Rivers first. So you have some key shooters out there with RJ and some willing pass. Again, we don't have a lot of options available right now. Right. As perfect as we would like to say, but we have some options.
Yeah, I don't. To me, do you think RJ was running the offense last year?
No. I disagree with that.
Okay, that's not part of it.
Yeah, I don't think RJ was really running the offense. Me, what I thought he was running the offense. And leaving RJ off, he has space. Basically, has to try to run.
And then I also saw him taking the last shot. I feel like I saw more RJ running
towards the end.
Yeah, and then I really don't see, like, for me, even at this time, he was averaging with 15, around 50 points a game, and he was getting to the line at such a high rate. To me, for him to average 17 points a game, he doesn't have to even do that much more. All he has to do is free throws, and he's averaging free throws.
He can hit six. He'll average 17
in his sleep. I'm not free throws. Yeah, I'm not even talking about his three. I'm talking about free throws.
Right.
So I don't think it's out of the question for RJ.
Yeah, I agree. He could average 17 minutes sleep. That's major. Let's go to our guy Max from the Bronx. Max, how you feeling, bro?
CP Jail is what's good.
Hey, how you feeling, man? What's going on?
I'm good. All right, so I wanted to talk about how the team is being constructed. I really enjoy how they're constructing the team. But obviously no one liked the Payton move yesterday. I mean, Payton, I don't even want to talk about that guy. Because, you know, he only sees Randall on the court and nobody else. But they have three-point shooting around RJ now. Now, I have to disagree with the caller before, like you guys did. Respectfully, because RJ can facilitate. RJ averaged, what, almost 15 points last year with the worst constructive roster you could have around them. There was no shooting. There was none of that. We have shooters now. Honestly, I think the Knicks should play in a way where you might have Quickly at point guard. Even though Quickly's not like a facilitating point guard, RJ and OB, RJ and Mitch can run that pick and roll and have these shooters in the corners, and RJ can see the shooters. That's the smart way to play. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because RJ can pass the ball. One thing I learned about RJ last year, he could pass the ball. So I don't have no problem with him. We need three-point shooters, as much three-point shooting around him as possible, and for him to succeed. I think the Knicks, obviously, we're going to still be bad, but the team is going to be a lot more enjoyable to watch. And remember, there's still Kevin Knox. Kevin Knox can hit a wide-open three. That's one thing I know he can do. You understand? Like, he can hit a wide-open three. I think the team, give Leon Rose some credit. He's building the team, right? And we just have to go through the process because 2021 is the real year. Forget this free agent class. 2021 is a real year for the draft and the free agent class.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate the call. It's going to be a lean one, Taylor.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lean one, but again, they're trying to do that back to put some quality, cheap pieces around them that can help them, but at the same time can help the team by netting more assets than them. I don't know if Tom is on board space A like this, but I do feel like he's going to try to compete. And listen, I'm cautionary tale Knicks fan. Like, I feel like I got a lot of flack before when I said Fred is coming. Is not coming. And I was like, Fred doesn't believe or either. But we are not getting big free agents next week unless we're around 500. So don't hang your hat. This person's coming to save us. This year, if we're around 500, whatever 500, then I feel like we'll be able to make the test. And until then, don't get too hyped about whether big faith, Giannis, don't do something together. You know, I think, you know, that faith and faith talk, they're not going to make it. Whether they want to tank or not, they're not going to make it. But at the same time, you just want to see them taking some gradual steps. And let's see what happens. Maybe they overachieve something. And that's all you can hope for. All you can hope for is that they overachieve a bit. They're not going to make the playoffs, but you want to see them taking gradual steps. Again, does Kev take the next step as a shooter, as a three, maybe a four? Does Bullock regain his shooting? Right? If they do, that's a whole other ballgame. And again, the type of lineup they put out there. And bringing in Burks and Rivers and having RJ out there. You got a lot of flexibility with that. You can shoot the title. Absolutely. We can solve the ball right now. And as long as they do their job, we can solve that shooting problem. And let's not forget, too, RJ didn't put in work in all season. Mitch didn't work in all season. If one of them, just one, if one of those guys went, that can change everything. Yeah, somebody got to hit. Yeah. One of these guys all season work out. Hey, everybody in the chat, hit that thumbs up on the screen. Boys, another night. We have top 3,000 live viewers. Hit that thumbs up on the screen, boys. Number one show for the fans, by the fans. Four straight nights, JLs. We have hit 3,000. Let's get it going. This is Knicks Austin talk. We're talking all Austin Rivers, and they're here. Austin Rivers is bringing everybody. Austin Rivers is bringing Knicks fans together. Yeah, but, you know, again, when was the last time you saw the front office making these forward thinking? They took Ben Davis for 3 second-round picks, and the guy never played a game for the Knicks. His contract is worth $5 million, so he basically swapped $5 million. The 3 second-round picks. It's insane. I'm watching things I've never seen here ever. Let's go. Ever. And it's crazy. Everything that we've been criticized for, value, staff, overpaid players, we just seem to be doing completely. And I love it. I can't wait to see where this goes. We're going to be patient, though. We got to give these guys time to cook. But it seems like it's a death. Let's be patient with these guys. I know patience is not a virtue. Everybody's tired of being patient. But I'm liking what I'm seeing. Let's really be patient for it. I agree. Somebody in the chat said, don't forget about Iggy. Yeah, hopefully you get a chance to see Iggy on the main roster, and maybe he gets a chance. So, again, this is a tryout period. And they got Austin Rivers for a steal. He opted out of a $2.4 million deal and came here, 3-year deal, only 1 year guaranteed. That's great. That's a tremendous amount of flexibility. And again, I don't think there's going to be teams that may want him at seven. Sure. And what? That's just a deal. Between Rivers, Alex, and Noel, there is a lot of possibility. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag. New, we'll shout you guys out. Shout out my guy, Click Productions, a.k.a. Nick's Click, in the chat. Yeah, man, Nick's Click in here, bro. As we said, Nick's Click, 2K movement, 2K wave is unbelievable. Dude made it to, like, over 100,000 subscribers, like, record time, 3 months. He's crazy, bro. So, 2K community has definitely fucked this guy in. He killed him. He's amazing, for sure.
Back to the Bronx Ales. Will, what's going on?
Good. Yo, what's good, y'all?
What up, Will? What's going on? How you feeling?
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I don't know. Like, these aren't – they aren't making bad moves. It's just weird. And I guess it's weird because they're making moves that make sense, you know? I guess that's why it feels weird, but – all I know is I hope all these moves we're making is to get Julius the hell out of here. You know, he needs to just leave. We only have one point guard. All these other guys, we have like 15 shooting guards. And DSJ, he needs to go. He just needs to change occupation. He's not even a basketball player to me. He's just that guy in high school that has hops for no reason. So he needs to go. But, yeah, I hope, you know, I have trust in this front office. And I think they got us on the right track, and being patient, that's a smart thing to do. So thanks for having me on, and y'all stay safe.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, JL, I think the enthusiasm is not about wins or losses. It's about how they're trying to set themselves up for a future. Is it guaranteed? No. You still got to be prepared to strike when you at the same time you have to know it. So it's a tough balance, a very tough balance. But they invested all this money in player development. They're moving towards that track. At the same time, they're trying to run a clean operation. Let's see how it plays out. Yeah, man, I thought it was going to be missing out on these home runs. Keep bunting. Just keep bunting. Get on base. Get on base. And we'll score the long way. We don't have to. I want to shout out Louie Lara, Team Hashtag New. DJ A, what's going on, Team Hashtag New. Carolyn D, who's Carolyn. Chris G to G Styles, what up, Chris? Crispin Booker, Team Hashtag New. We got Eric Castro, Team Hashtag New. Who you got in your chat? Well, shout out to everybody holding down the chat. Shout out to Drake and Steve. Shout out to Mary Cecilio, Hans R, Eric Ox, Stephen Cruz, Rich Jim, Alatumba. Trust no one. You can trust us. And shout out to John Clinton. Always here. Yeah. Somebody in the chat said, who do you think will start at the one? Woo! I still think it's going to be Peyton. So, I know people are here. I don't see it. Especially if Randall's still here. I think they'll see Randall's still here. Oh, God. I think they'll still do it. I think that is very good. He's the only reliable person that you can trust. He's an actual one. Will he keep his starting squad? Probably not. Yeah, probably. Like, sometimes it'd be a little bit better. You know what I mean? So you don't damage the ego. I just think in this short time frame to get started, I think Tip will go there. Even though they'll lean on Peyton. The average but see what happens, man. Tomorrow, they could make another move.
I'm really curious to see what's going to happen to this Randle. You know, you don't draft the top of the ball.
Hey, let him rock. Let him rock into a mid-season. Get him right away. But I do not think so. Like Jay from Florida said, there was no congratulations to Obi coming from Julius on social media. So
let's see what happens, man. Back to LI. Chris, what's going on, bro?
What's going on? I want to talk about free agency, fever. What's going on with the Knicks? Who they're signing? I gotta say, I'm very happy with the move of signing Nerlens Noel and Austin Rivers. I believe Austin Rivers is the future of the Knicks from what they need right now. He's the best we got so far at the guard, and Nerlens Noel. Beautiful pickup. The only thing I would have to say about Noel, I think the Knicks should start him over Mitchell Robinson, because you never know with Mitchell Robinson. I think he should just play back and let Nerlens Noel go for it and then stay back, because he's not the best center in the NBA. And Nerlens Noel has been given the chances to start in starting lineups through the year for the Thunder, for the Sixers. But then that.
So he's saying that he thinks Noel should start over Mitch. I wouldn't go that way, but I like to know what you think about.
Yeah, that's crazy because it's one of the only pickups that happened that no one was kind of thinking about. Like, you still feel like, I feel like every pickup had some weird reactions like that. Like, shout out to Delano, like, he called it, this guy's going to block shots, he's going to get his steals, he's going to play the perimeter defense, he's going to give you a lot of what Mitch did, and for the first time since he's off the court, we're not left, like, looking at Taj Gibson and, like, and replicate what he just did. No, we can't. But now we have somebody to actually replicate what Mitch does and not lose the
Yeah, I like that. I like the Noel pickup. Solid. It's proven to be a little bit more versatile as he's gotten a bit older. Good defender, good rim runner as well. So I think we at least won't miss a step.
Right.
With your own backup. Again, 1 year deal, $5 million sales, and a guy who could be in demand later on in the year.
Mm-hmm. So again, flexibility. Let's go to Tribeca. E-Dot, what's going on, man?
CP, what's going on? Nick and Tom Show, Jay Ellis. How y'all doing? Congratulations on the website.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it. What's your points tonight?
I just want to say quickly, when I was on hold, there's a little buzz. I couldn't really hear, so it may be throwing off some of the callers. But as far as the Knicks, I think we should go after Westbrook because Westbrook can unlock some talent in a Steven Adams. He could unlock talent in a Victor Oladipo. And I believe that some of these moves were set up out of a play to make a bigger splash after free agency or when the smoke clears on Monday. So this way, the Knicks and everybody in the NBA world wouldn't be so neglective towards the move and the trade. Now, it all depends on who we giving up. The problem is, you know, we labeled as the Kentucky Knicks right now, and I'm not sure if they want to throw Randle or Knox in there. But I'll hang up and listen because I know you guys got a jam-packed show. I appreciate it, and I continue to support you guys on Twitter. Jay Ellis, thanks for the follow.
Appreciate it, Eda. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think they make the package everybody out of Westbrook. I think they're going to continue down this path of building the Westbrook.
Big move for Westbrook coming. I didn't like it last week. I didn't like it last month.
Yeah.
Today, I feel the same. Don't like it. No Westbrook. Two ball dominant. Can't shoot. I mean, if you cost $5 million to Elfrid Payton, then maybe I can get over it.
Westbrook and Payton straight up.
Straight up.
Yeah, just, you know, I don't think they crater the cap in that way after making all these moves. To show some flexibility. I don't think they're going that way. I think they're going to continue the way they're doing it.
Absolutely.
I think they're going to continue the way they're doing it. So
absolutely. This makes no sense. Just blow up the whole cap for us.
Yeah.
This makes no sense. That being so conservative, like, they wasn't even trying to, like, give, you know, DJ Augustine a little bit extra to come. Like,
yeah.
Like, if
yeah. He got 3 years, 21.
Right.
You know, I'm not giving DJ Augustine 3 years.
Right.
Give him one.
Exactly. So, nah, it's not happening.
Yeah, definitely. Mentioned KnicksFanTV.com. Hit that thumbs up on the feed, boys. KnicksFanTV.com. The site is up. The people site. The people built that site. All your super chats, like I said, goes back into investing in the channel. Everything, the site, equipment, everything. So we definitely appreciate everybody for contributing, and we're just going to continue to make this a grassroots movement. So go to KnicksFanTV.com and check it out. All right, let's hear from Josh from San Diego. What's going on, man?
CPJ Ellis, how you doing tonight, fellas?
All right. Good, man. How you feeling, bro? Go ahead.
Listen, I completely disagree with you guys on the whole Russell Westbrook thing. First of all, Russell Westbrook is not DJ Augustine or Jeff Teague. Russell Westbrook is a perennial all-star, if not superstar in the league. And I understand you guys are afraid of the contract and blowing up all the cap space that we need, but if Leon Rose has positioned the team in a very good spot where he can be able to move some pieces, still be able to maintain stuff in the future, and be able to fit Russell Westbrook on this roster. Now, what I want you guys to understand is if you look at the current roster, right, who is going to be our leading scorer? Where is all the scoring going to come from? We're hoping that R.J. Barrett is going to develop into this person to be that scorer, but he really wasn't that last year. We need more scoring on this team currently as constructed, and we cannot tank for the 2021 draft class. Let's go out and start winning some games because that's how you gain respect, not by tanking. So let's go out and let's go get someone like Westbrook. If not Westbrook, John Wall. You know, or, you know, someone else that's out there that, you know, a team wants to get rid of.
All right, I'm out of here. That's my guy,
Jay Ellis, but we got to get him out of there. Can't
John,
John Wall or West?
Did you just see that John Wall recovered from a 2 year injury? He just came back. You want to get him? You want
John
to make
Wall.
Him down all our precious cap for John?
Josh, you're my boy. You're always welcome to call. But John Wall, that's where I draw the line, Jails. We had to cut the line.
John.
We had to
John
cut
Wall.
The line.
John Wall. That's like the only more absurd option in Westbrook than John Wall.
Finish him.
My man just started learning to walk.
John Wall at $50 million. His deal is even worse than Brody's.
Hell no. No. I respect John Wall's game tremendously, but that injury plus that contract, I'm having flashbacks of Antonio McDyess all over it.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going anywhere near that, and I don't think the Knicks will either.
We're still playing for Joakim Noah. We still paying him.
Yeah, that's not happening. John Wall is not happening. Somebody in chat said he's stealing money, and they're absolutely right.
I can't imagine.
Right,
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
People are still flaming Allen Houston to this day.
Sure.
For $100 million.
John Wall, that would be McDice all over again, bro.
What?
Sorry, man. Sorry.
John Wall?
No way, man. No way. Let's go back to the phones. Michael from Massachusetts, what's going on, man?
Gentlemen, JP. I mean, I see CP and JL. You guys are my class.
You guys,
man. I love you guys.
Hey,
I love
what's
you.
Going on, Michael? How
Listen,
you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good. Listen, quickly. He was a point guard, All-American point guard coming out of high school. People don't know that. I don't know if they know that. So I think he can play a little bit of the point. I think Tibbs got some say-so in the roster. I think, people are down on Peyton, but Tibbs had to approve that, don't you think? And, I like the move. I think they got shooters now. I think RJ going to be fine. I think people just need to calm down and trust these guys. They're doing what they're doing. They're doing it right. And I appreciate it. I'm up here in the Celtic country, by the way. And I'm so happy we didn't sign Hayward. We couldn't wait to get him out of here, man. They up there pausing in Boston. Hayward is through, man. I mean, hey, God bless Michael Jordan. It's hard to say. Yeah. That's all I wanted to say. You guys are the best.
Yeah, I said on the Hayward deal. I said he caught MJ on a good night. JLs. MJ was probably on the poker table, winning. He was up by a lot. He got the phone call that the Indiana and Boston trade went sour. He said, you know what? Give that man a bag.
CP, he did not want to lose to NY ever. That's what happened there. That's what happened. Because we was watching these dudes this whole time, CP. We looking at it. I was like, oh, it's between Indiana and us.
Yeah.
If Indiana falls this, he's coming to New York. At the last minute, MJ was like, no, I want Gordon.
Yeah.
I'm not letting NY win anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, MJ, but you actually lost.
For sure. he did mention quickly he did run point in high school, for sure. He didn't run it as much in Kentucky. When our guy Jack Pilgrim from Kentucky Sports Radio was on, he watched him the whole year. He spoke about how he kind of struggled at the point.
Right.
They had Hagans out there. They had Maxey as well, so they kind of ran that three-guard lineup as well. So maybe we'll see if that's what they feel like his role is. But obviously coming in, it's going to be as a shooter. It's going to be as some defense probably off the bench, and then we'll see where he goes from there.
Yeah, he's more of a 3-and-D guy. Like, you can see him slide it in eventually. If he ends up being the best shooter on the team, it's possible he can slide in at some point into the starting lineup.
Yeah.
But as of now, I don't really trust him to make plays for everybody. So
right.
He'll be over all four secondaries.
You won't need him to once you have Rivers and Peyton here and Frank into, certain extent.
Exactly.
He is sick.
Do what you're good at.
Yeah. Yeah. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. How we looking? 3,000 in the chat still going in. Definitely want to salute everybody in the chat. Where are you guys from? Throw your cities in the chat. Let us know where you guys are checking in from around the world. I'm seeing some super chats come in, JLS. Definitely want to shout out Michael Parker. Says he loves the River signing. He said Leon Rose did more in 1 week than Phil did his entire tenure. Knicks going after Conley or Ball, so Michael Parker thinks there's still moves to be made. Jules the Walker, JLS, sends us a 5,000, I'm not sure what currency it is. What currency is a W? I'm not sure.
I don't know, but it's not like a win.
Currency. Is that no, it's not a euro. I'm not sure, but thanks for the super chat. If it was $5,000, I would say, hey, you're a new guest host, buddy. If it was $5,000, I'd say, hey
man, you get to cut the line.
You get to call.
Yeah, sure.
For sure. No, definitely appreciate it. We'll figure out where that's from. Who else we got in here? We have Mason Verdicchio. Mason, appreciate it. Shells Heavy, my guy Shells. He says we got Austin Rivers for $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to Shells. Luke Hallworth says, I got to support my fellow Knicks fans. Salute to you, Luke. Ohio Hurricane says, is there still a chance for Westbrook? Yeah, I'm sure there is if they want to meet Houston's price or if they even want him. Last we heard, they were kind of lukewarm on the idea of it. So that's just where we're going right now. Right. We got Quentin Gilliam, JL, says, RJ averaged 14-5-2. That's more than some of the all-time greats rookie season. If those bum Philly fans can trust the process, surely we can.
Exactly. Give this man time. All y'all talking about RJ is bum and all this first year, and he averaged 15 points a game, and then, I know, shooting around him.
Yeah.
Got crazy. And watch the game.
It is sweet. 17 should be easy, man. Knock down some free throws.
Easy.
17 should be very easy. Knock down some free throws. Esau Williams says Miles Powell is a dog slash bucket and quickly was a steal for sure. For sure. And then Jules Walker says Terry Conley Lowry. That's where he wants to go. Hornets just drafted Melo. The Raptors paid out Fred Van Fleet. Conley don't fit with Donovan Mitchell.
Mm.
Joseph Brent sent us a super chat as well. And Big J says John Wall would be worse just from the stuff you hear off the court. If I had to choose between the two, I'd go Westbrook all day. Easy.
Oh, yeah. That's easy. Easy. Not even.
That's not even a question. If I had to choose between Westbrook and John Wall, I'd go Brody.
Yeah, like you never hear anything about Brody having anything crazy with his teammates. Everybody seems to love him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the attitude is there, the work ethic. It's just really the shooting and the contract. Shooting and the contract.
Even skills. I mean, listen, neither one is the greatest shooter, but I think Brody still has a better all-around game than John.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. He's averaging triple-doubles.
Factuals. Salute to everybody checking in, man, all around the world. I see some people checking in from Lisbon, Portugal. I see some New Zealand, Australians and New Zealands are in here. Happy JL.
Okay, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, man. Ricardo Barroso checking in from Portugal. Portugal is definitely holding us down. Late over there, too. Definitely. Who you
yeah,
got?
You a fan.
Tom Aless says the W is Korean. So we got some love from Korea. Let's go.
Okay.
I like that, man. We get some love in Korea. We're global here, JL.
All right, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, you're going to have to step your Korean up, bro.
It's going to take a while. I'm not going to lie.
Korean won. We got some Korean won in here. Let's go. I appreciate it.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys in Korea, man. Thanks for the love, man.
Yeah. All right, let's hear from my guy Milton. You know, Milton wasn't too pleased with how things were going, JLs. He called the other day. He was a little bit irate. Milton, have you calmed down? Well, how are you feeling right now? Talk to me, man.
Well, after hearing a couple of these calls, man, I thought I was calm. But, I mean, yesterday you got a guy calling this guy New Orleans. Today you got this guy half drunk talking about starting Noel over. I mean, come on. Let me just tell everybody one thing. We are not going to get Jack if we don't start winning games. And all the people that are in this chat and everybody that keeps saying, we got to tank. We got to get that kid Cunningham. Stop. I need these people to stop being these new stupid Knicks fans that are relying and are just soft now. What happened to the hardcore Knicks fan that wouldn't settle for this? We have to try and build something to make people come here. We can't continue to say, let's keep tanking. I'm tired of hearing that. I just want this team, and I'm telling you right now, Leon Rose, he's like one or two moves away from me getting a tattoo of his face on my ass. Because this guy right now is doing stuff I've never seen before, which is great. But the fact of the matter is we need a point guard. Now, there's a couple of names out there I could dream about. Are they going to get it? I don't know. I love Ricky Rubio. I love Lonzo Ball. I like these pass-first point guards. I like these are type of guys that make the team better.
You got a pass-first point guard in Peyton. What's wrong with Peyton, man? You got a pass-first point guard here in Peyton.
You know what? I guess you know what it is. Sometimes when you have something, you don't appreciate it. Maybe I have to like look into that more as far as him being on the Knicks. You always want something shiny and new. And out of respect I have for you, I'm going to sit back and maybe take a little stronger look and give him a little more of a chance. But let's just all focus on this thing with Knicks fans now, wanting to always tank every year. We have to stop this. We have to get better. You guys know nobody's going to come here. That's why the Nets got everybody going over there, because they started developing. They started winning. And people, you know, these big-time players think that they're going to be the missing piece to a team that's 500. They don't want to come here and try to save a team that won 12 games. You know what I'm saying? So let's just all just, you know, buckle down and stop this crying about tanking, guys.
This is New York City. We need to step up and rise. And all we need is for this guy to make one move, one more move. You don't have to get crazy, and the future does look bright. And I know you guys know it. The smart Knicks fans know it. But the only thing I say before I hang up, we have to improve our mindset as Knicks fans. Stop this small thinking. Stop trying to figure out a way to win the lottery. Look what happened with New Orleans Saints with the Pelicans. They won enough games to possibly make the playoffs. Look at the Suns in the bubble. They didn't even make the playoffs. You know how respected the Suns are right now? You got Chris Paul going over there. You got people, like, thinking about going over there now because they balled out. That was the Knicks. The Knicks fans would have been like, let's just lose in the bubble and get out of there. No. Suns went out there. They won 8 straight games. You know what? They're getting respect. They're getting people wanting to go there. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. The Atlanta Hawks right now are trying to do that. The Knicks just need to make a few more moves. I'm positive right now for the first time in a long time, even though I don't sound a little negative. But one move. Get me a playmaker. I don't care. I need a passing playmaker. And you guys, same Peyton, I'll listen to you guys. You guys are doing great. Much love. You guys hang in there because right now I cannot stop getting enough of you guys. You guys are awesome.
More calls. Jay Boogie, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's going on with the team? How y'all doing, man? Everybody good, healthy and safe, still ducking, retaining everything. The draft is here, everything and everything. I've been listening to a whole lot of conversation and everything going on for the past 3-4 days about people talking about this and that. 90% of y'all on this chat ain't never seen a Knicks highlight on a Warner Wolf show. None of y'all. So all y'all need to fall back. Y'all killing me, man. Patience, man. Patience, patience. It's a lot of people locked up that can't come home because they ain't tell. They got patience, man. Have patience with what's going on, man. Them people in the office, they working. Y'all want to go back to the other dude that we had last year before Leon came? Go call him and listen to some of that stuff. That man know what we're doing. We don't need no Westbrook. We don't need no CP3. We don't need no John Wall. Some of y'all upset we didn't get the point guard, but you couldn't get the point guard because we had a killer drop from 5 to 8. That man is a killer. He's going to be a whole 25-point-and-10-rebound dude for the next 8 years. That's why we didn't get Haliburton, man. We got a killer, and he's a hometown kid, man. So be patient, man. Patience, man. And I'm glad we didn't get Haywood. Haywood got shipped out of Boston because my man Aaron Naismith went there for a shoot-around and shot the building out. That's why they got rid of him. And I'm glad we didn't give him the $120 million like Michael Jordan, man. But I wish we would have got one Kentucky dude. When we missed out and didn't have no other point guard or what's going on, I wouldn't have mind having Rondo come amongst this team right here because I know he'd have put people in position and show them how to play. Now we got Peyton. We got Peyton another year. Peyton need to know this year is the difference from last year and this year. I hope he know how to run a team this year. Last year he was trying to make sure he get another contract. That's what he did last year. You got another contract. You got another effort. If he be our point guard, he got to learn how to put people in position and know how to run a team. That's what he need to do. I like the Rivers. I thought he was going down the street to Philly, but we grabbed him. That boy Alex Burke, I like him. He can handle the ball. He got a mid-range. He got a three-point shot. He can turn his butt on the little small guard and back him down. He got an all-the-way-around game, man. But be patient, man. Something else is coming in the works. And the main thing is they not messing up that money, man. That's the most important thing. And this year, R.J. Barrett and Mitch Richmond, they got to show their ass. Excuse my French, but they got to show off and make other people want to come play with them. This is the same year that the Brooklyn Nets had before they got Kyrie and before they got Kevin Durant. They need to show up and show people out. So when 2021 comes, guys going to be like, oh, them dudes is balling. Let's go rock with them. They playing. They want to get somewhere. That's what we got to do. The players, our main players got to show off and show people that we need other people to come, but we ready for them. And the office got to show people that we in the office and we running things now. If both of them got to be working at the same time, the bench and the office. And right now, the office is working. So when the season starts, the players I just named, RJ, and Mitch, they got the ball. Remember I told you, that's Luan Dean, and that's Joakim Noah back in the days. Now we got that boy, we going to call him Carlos Boozers until we get a point guard. But those are our three right there. We got to get rid of Randall. Sit him up out of there. He got to go. I don't care. He don't need to start until we trade. Let him sit his monkey-looking self on the bench, be mad all he wants. But don't put him in that game because we got a killer to take that spot, man. I'm out of breath, man. I'm going to holler back. Peace and love.
Let's go, man. We can end the show off of that call right there.
Good night,
hey, Boogie. Drops the mic. Rate that call in the chat. 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. Rate J Boogie's call in the chat. That was the call of the night, J. I don't even have nothing to say about that, man. J Boogie brings out the Gatling gun, the AR. Everybody can get it. Straight facts, J Ellis.
Nothing but facts. Snap a hard
on a Sunday. The believers would say preach.
It is Sunday,
Jay.
It is Sunday.
Wow.
Church of the Knicks. Preach, Jay.
I have nothing to say, bro. I'm speechless. Fives across the board.
Oh, man.
If this was the Olympics, he'd win the diving contest.
Pass the offering plate, CP. Pass the...
I have nothing else to say, man. Jay Boogie brings out the cannon. On a Sunday night, Jails.
Sometimes you just gotta let him go.
Sometimes you just gotta let him go. I had nothing to say, bro.
I had nothing to say.
That's my man. 100 grand.
Big facts.
Beginning to end. Laid it down. He said if he wasn't with us with Warner Wolf.
Jay Book, I'm gonna let you know right now. If I ever make it big, I will pay you to call me in the morning just to motivate me to do something.
hate those eggs.
That man can move a country.
Yo, real talk. Oh, man. Shout out to A Boogie, bro. Thank you so much, man. Man, that energy was well, much needed, bro.
Vote for president.
Much needed, man. Much needed. Shout out to A Boogie for that, bro. That was fantastic, man. Absolutely fantastic. All right. Let's go to my guy, Jay from Florida. Jay, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, shout out my man Jay Boogie, man. My man Jay Boogie came up, killed it, right? I want to say, let's be patient, man. Russell Westbrook does nothing for this team. Nothing for this team. You got casual Knicks fans that don't watch no college ball. They don't even watch YouTube highlights. They don't even know who's in the 21 draft, right? You got that kid Jalen Green. You got Cade. You got Jonathan Kuminga. You got five-star talent waiting in that 21 draft. Just chill. Let's go down memory lane, right? I've been a Knicks fan since 94. I'm 34, right? First, we drafted Rod Strickland. We traded him. Thirsty. We drafted Mark Jackson. We traded him. I think if we had both of those point guards in 94, we probably would have won the chip along with Doc Rivers, right? Players come from you drafting them, right? Everything is not about free agent, Millen. Everything is not about getting free agents. You got to draft your homegrown talent. Once your homegrown talent develops, you're going to get free agents, like how we signed Allen Houston, how we traded for Sprewell. Patrick Ewing was a draft pick. John Starks came off a scrap heap. They built that team from scrap, and then they started signing free agents and making trades to put pieces around them. But your foundation comes from actually drafting your talent. Like I said, the last three calls, the 21 draft is literally in 6 months. The season's going to fly by. Then we're going to be at it with 10 prospects, fire prospects that we can pick in the first round. And we have the Dallas pick. Let's hold on, hold out hope that we get a 15, a 16, 17 pick with the Dallas pick, and we good. We have no worries. After RJ and Obi ball out, this year Obi going to get 25 and 10, like my man Jay Boogie said. We're going to have a talent. Hopefully RJ get like 17, and we good. We set up, man. Be patient. I'm tired of this Westbrook and John Wall. Y'all crazy. They 35 years old. They finished. They gave all their legs to the Wizards and the Thunder already. Let's get our own talent in here. Let's get Jalen Green. Let's get Kuminga. Let's get Kate to come in here and build this team up. And then we get free agents after that. Just chill, Knicks fans. Relax.
Close it. What's going on, bro? Hey, what's up, CP? What's up, Jess? I wasn't going to call in, but then I heard someone say John Wall, and I just, like, lost my mind a little bit. That was probably the worst call in KFTV history, to be honest with you. Like, oh, my – like, here's the thing. Like, they want to – people want – like, yes, obviously we all want to win ball games, right? But I want to win chips, man, right? Like, I want to win championships. I want to build to a championship. I don't want to win games just to get swept in the first round or in the second round or something like that, right? Like, the Houston Rockets won a lot of basketball games over the past 5 years. But they have no chips. They never won anything, right? Getting a guy like Russell Westbrook is not going to win you a chip. yeah, it'll win you ball games, but like Jafer said, you won't be in the lottery, you won't get lottery picks because you'll make the playoffs, and then you won't win anything in the playoffs. You won't win any series. I don't remember the last time Russell Westbrook like went past the first round before he got to Houston, but you know, and you're just stuck in no man's land, right? Like. You have to, and then you can't sign anyone because you spent all your money on Russell Westbrook, a guy who's over the age of 30 when the rest of your team is 21 years old, who relies solely on his athleticism, like who can't shoot for his life. It just doesn't make sense. Like, I'm with Jay, man. You got to be patient, right? You got to be patient with this. And there is a way to not tank and not compromise your cap space and not compromise your future. And that's what Leon Rose is doing. He's making good signings. Like, Austin Rivers, 3 years, $10 million, that's a great signing, right? Like, you know, Nerlens Noel is a good signing. You know, they're all fiscally responsible signings. The only thing I would say, the only risk I have is that people need to know their roles before, like, right away. They need to know their roles. It can't be another Fizdale experiment where we're trying this, we're trying this. We have five guys on this depth chart here, five guys here. Like, everyone needs to know their roles. So I'm hoping there's another move that's going to go down where, like, we trade, like, DSJ or Frank or you know, basically get rid of some players, take in some, like, additional assets. But, like, at least everyone has a defined role. But, like, people are so desperate to win games, and like we all want to win games, but why would we want to win a championship one day, right? And we have to take the necessary steps to do that. Philadelphia has Joel and Embiid and Ben Simmons because they were willing to trust that process, right? The Phoenix Suns are really good right now, or getting better because they drafted Devin Booker. So it's like, yeah, listen, we need one of these guys. We need Obi, we need RJ, we need one of these guys, Knox, whoever it is. We need one of these guys to break out, make our team respectable, add quality pieces without compromising the cap, hope to get better, and at least build a culture. And I'm telling you, that'll get free agents, especially if we have room to sign two max free agents. I think if as long as one of these guys break out and we're respectable and we have a culture and we're a fun team and we're showing promise – I don't think we need to be near 500 to get two max free agents. I think we just have to improve. But Russell Westbrook is not the answer. Let's just play it. Be patient, man. That's it. Patience.
Just to recap once again, the Knicks went out and signed one Austin Rivers to a 3-year deal, 1-year guarantee, all $10 million. That's it. Secondly, the Knicks traded Ed Davis to Minnesota Timberwolves for Omari Spellman. Jacob Evans had another second round pick that he was. 3 second round picks that the Knicks didn't get, acquiring Ed Davis. So, the bottom line is that the Knicks are keeping the thing clean. They're weaponizing the cap as we wanted them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing in players on the cheap that can still roll there and help the team in the area.
Yeah, man, shout out to everybody who supports the game. So, stay tuned. So, this time show is dropping very soon. Tuesday definitely going to be on time by play. Also, check out the next time show at com. Also, check out this out on YouTube. Also, check us out on Twitter at the JOT Show, Instagram at the Time Show, and on Facebook. Well, that is all. Back to the future. For sure, as usual, bro. Yes, nicely. And everybody in the chat, once again, hit that bell to support us. Let's get those likes. So, you heard Jay Book, you heard Jay Carter, Ari, Josh, San Diego. A lot of passionate calls here. like stuff that's 2,000. We're at 1,350 right now, so 3,000 people watching. Everybody hit that like button to get us up to 2,000. Remember, this show's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, you name it. We are there. Never have an excuse to miss the show. I want to shout out some more super chats here. Joseph Brent, Big J, appreciate it. Payback Carter says, don't sleep on Amari's belt. Yeah, I think, you know, could be a death sentence for Mr. William 1072, tips and footy, he's going to allow help Brent, but buddy boy. Goofy. This is where I come from, real Knicks talk. That's what I'm talking about. And right. Tony Curry, the super chat, appreciate it. Sean F.R. Sean, appreciate it. Sean, $20 super chat, appreciate it. Greenhouse, check in. Well, retail. Okay, yeah, I'm back. Oh, my God. Who else? Paul the Yellow, it's wonderful. Let's go to the video game. Last, I know Chuck D. He's watching to a certain degree. Kristoff said, I was cleaning my shower and the caller had to stop. Chris D said, pass the collection plate 5, free fire, emotion. Number one show for a fan, by the man, I appreciate it. And Ryan Hayes sends us an Australian super chat. All the people down under, we appreciate you guys. They also want to shout out. Shout out to Alvin Lewis. Shout out to also Calvin Whitaker. The two facts, but I've been a Knicks fan since 1960.